mejor opción en internet, Radio Cristal USA.
Welcome to Catching Up with Claudia. Now, ojalá que se puedan quedar hasta el final para que puedan escuchar lo que va a compartir mi invitada o mi invitado. Así es que no se les olvide también de seguirnos por las redes sociales. Estamos en todas las plataformas. Hasta luego. Hola, bienvenidos, and welcome to Catching Up with Claudia. So, you know, I've been gone for a while, but I'm back. And the last time we were together, I was sharing about how I've been rebuilding and building myself, my family, my work, and I am back with a couple of, well, not a couple, but a number of series. Catching Up with Claudia, and with Catching Up with Claudia, we're going to cover topics that include, you know, being a cinquentañera, and that's playing off of quinceañera, moving into that cinquentañera era because I'm about to turn 50. Oh my gosh. Y también, what's the hot flash era? Like, are you feeling those hot flashes? Or do you live with someone who's going through that? And also, well, what's hot with you? Like, I want you to share, you know, like, what's going on? What's something new? What's something that you can share with the community, with someone that may be listening and may need that support or guidance? And also, vulnerable en español. So I've been, you know, going through a lot of things, and, you know, life happens, but, you know, sometimes being vulnerable is hard. And so I'm just going to share, because you just don't know who's out there who might need this apoyo, these words, this connection that's going to help them through something that they're going through. And we may be able to connect. Bien, bueno, pues una, quiero saludar a todos los que se van a conectar y escuchar aquí en el show Catching Up with Claudia. Y antes de empezar, y antes de traer a mi invitado especial que tengo para hoy, quiero conectarme con mi comadre, la super comadre Liliana. ¿Dónde estás?
Aquí estoy, comadre, como siempre, aquí atrás de los controles para que todo salga bien.
Pues mira, todo bien. Y después, y también porque mira, ¿qué hiciste ayer durante el eclipse? Porque fue algo grande, mundial, yo creo. Bueno, todo el mundo estaba viendo lo que estaba pasando aquí en los Estados Unidos porque ya pensaban que algo iba a suceder y que ya se iba a acabar acá Texas. Porque pasó por aquí.
Pues yo tenía tranquilo, fui a trabajar a la escuela con mis alumnos y bueno, como vimos que estaba nublado, yo tenía lentes listos y otras maestras trajeron muchos lentes para compartir con los niños, pero se nubló, llovió y luego ya era hora de que los niños se durmieran su siesta y dijimos, bueno, van a estar tomando la siesta mientras está pasando el eclipse. Pero lo estuvimos transmitiendo por una pantalla para que lo vieran y para que supieran de qué es lo que estaba pasando y tal vez recordaran y hablaran con su familia en ese momento.
Sí, no, pues fue algo, alcanzamos a ver un poquitito, aunque estaba nublado, fui por las niñas, no le digan a nadie, fui a la escuela.
Lo sacaste, comadre.
Bueno, fue un field trip. Fue un field trip, un día de campo, y fui y la saqué. Bueno, fueron a la escuela para presentarse y hacer unas cosillas, ¿verdad? Y luego fui por ellas.
Lo básico.
Y luego fuimos a un parque y estuvimos allí, yo y mis hijas y mi compañero, que después les platico un poquito más. Y pudimos estar ahí viendo, aunque no podíamos ver al principio, pero ya se aclaró un poquito, porque sí. Yo les dije a mis niñas, no, lo vamos a ver, pero mi mamá no se ve, está nublado. No, se va a ver. Y sí se vio, sí se vio un poquitito, lo alcanzamos a ver un poco.
So, y va a volver a pasar esto en el 2044.
Oh.
O sea que ya vamos a estar casi de 70 años, comadre.
¿Sesentañera entonces?
Sí.
No sé cómo la vayamos a hacer, pero De paso a paso vamos a llegar ahí. Sí, vamos a salir para afuera en la silla de ruedas, o que me saquen, o que nos saquen, ¿verdad?
Que nos saquen a pasear nuestros hijos.
¿Verdad? Y nos van a poner los lentes para poder estar allí viendo algo tan bonito de la naturaleza. Pero aquí estamos y aquí, oye, vamos, comadre, a seguir.
Comadre,
¿qué pasó?
¿Tienes de invitada, invitado hoy?
Oh my God. Hablando. Bueno. Hablando de una persona súper especial y importante en mi vida.
Ya, también. Se te pusieron los ojos brillosos.
Yo no, es la luz. Es el maquillaje. So I'm happy to be here and to do this live stream and podcast recording of Catching Up with Claudia, because I have an amazing guest and we had the chance to hang out yesterday and observe the eclipse, but I want to bring him on so he can, you know, come and share and shine on an event that's coming up and share the spotlight with someone who has done so much to bring beauty into this world. Everywhere he's lived, he's taken his talent and shared it. He comes up with these images, or, you know, in his mind, and next thing you know, you're like standing in front of one of his images in the form of a mural, or in form of, you know, a piece of, you know, work, an art piece. And as you can see, I do have someone looking over my shoulder, and her name is Frida. There she is. And because I love art, and art's all around me, and I support the arts, and I have a daughter who, you know, Silali, all of y'all that are following me, that she is at the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. So I'm super huge in supporting that and letting that art, you know, be born and be made and be created and be shared. So without further ado, ahora quiero presentarles a mi invitado especial, Ángel Quesada. A ver, que pase, por favor. How are you doing?
Claudia.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Pues a ver, ¿cómo está la internet, la red? ¿Cómo está?
No, medio choppy. Esa.
Ok. Pues mira, ustedes ya saben.
Pero... Hi, everybody. Yeah.
Hi. I'm getting a little hot. I don't know if it's my hot flash or if it's the lighting. That you have something hot to share about you. Oh, we got to work on the name. That's okay. That's all right.
So this Sunday.
Yeah, share what's hot. What is hot with you? What's going on? Because I'm feeling super hot and there's something that you need to share and about what's going on this Sunday. But before we talk about what's going on this Sunday, I want you to share a little bit about you. Who is Ángel Quesada? You know, what talk a little bit about your talents and where you shared it. So just share a little bit so we can all get a chance to know you.
Okay, bueno, nací en Laredo. Eagle Pass, como dicen. And también viví en Del Río un poco, en Austin. Y luego me mudé a Boston por un rato. Y empecé a tocar en un grupo de mambo, punk. Grupo Babalu. Entonces me estuve tocando con ese grupo como unos 3.5 años, algo así, yendo por tour. Cada semana fuimos a Nueva York para tocar en los clubs, tocando, porque yo toqué congas, es un instrumento bien pesado. Entonces, después de eso, como que no podía manejar, no podía hacer lavar ropa, y me no podía hacer nada, y frustrado, deprimido. Y empecé a hacer Tai Chi, y Tai Chi me sanó, me dio mi cuerpo, me dio pues un interés en el cuerpo. Y después de eso logré como Tai Chi, Kung Fu, por unos 5 y pico años. Y I was ranked 6th in the nation doing Tai Chi. And so, gracias, Liliana. That's a class. Está barato. You can scan it with your QR, the QR code ahí, y puedes ver cómo se puede enterar.
Ángel,
después de eso,
sorry, ¿podrías quitarte los audífonos para que no se corte el audio? Sí, se corta el audio. Ajá.
Oh, thank you, Liliana. So aquí en la foto estamos viendo, we're seeing is a promo. So there's a promo that is on the screen for those of you that are listening, and it's Angel Quesada Tai Chi with me. As he was sharing, because you know, it seems like you sustained some injuries, or you know, as you were performing, and
yes, I had stress injuries from bad posture and from repetitive movements, playing combos, you know, and so I started doing Tai Chi, and I got really good at it. Yeah. I was 6th in the nation, and then I moved to Los Angeles. And in that time, I was teaching, and I kind of gave up making art for about 5 years. I tried something different. I was doing healing arts. I was studying the Feldenkrais method. I was learning about massage. I was learning about how the body, I was fascinated with healing. And so after about 5.5 years being in LA, I was like, what am I doing from here? I'm at the hub. And so I returned to Texas after via San Francisco and Albuquerque. Came back to Texas, and I started playing music again in Del Rio with a mariachi group. And I was just, I really enjoyed that again. And I wanted to get back to making art. Then I moved to Austin. And in Austin, I started working for a museum called Mexicarte Museum. And so that was probably in 2005, algo así.
Okay.
So then I was, I started doing murals there, and I started doing them outside of the building. And I did about 9 murals. And since then I've been doing murals because I just love the whole body movement of doing a mural. Your whole body has to move to make a mark because it's big, you know?
Yeah.
And
now,
so, as,
real quick, I want you to share a little bit about, you mentioned Mexi Arte Museum.
Yeah.
And I, before we continue and talk about the image that's being shown here, you mentioned a while back and you shared with me about something that's happening in Austin.
Yeah, if actually you, this... I'm going to Austin this weekend because Saturday, my teammate, Fidencio Duran, who's a Chicano artist, he's and I are sharing, we're doing our second public engagement. We're going to be talking about the history of downtown Austin and the Mexican-American community that was a big part of downtown Austin. No longer, really.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
But there's a whole new Mexican-American corridor that's being established. And so he and I were selected as the team that's going to be doing a new mural. So I'm going to be a part of this project for the city of Austin. And that finalizes. Se acaban en 2027. So... Yeah, it's a long project. So
congrats.
We're in the beginning phases right now.
That is an immense honor to have been selected to do this work. I mean, Mexiarte, I mean, I've heard of it. I had the chance to experience it with you over spring break with the girls. But to see and to hear that you are part of this massive project of bringing it, I guess, to life. And also you're saying, you mentioned how it's changing, you know, this area is changing, but you guys are working hard at preserving la cultura, you know, the history, la gente that was already there through this museum. So, and I can see, you know, as you can see, for those who are listening, watching, we're scanning through a mural that's here in Houston, and you can, you know, you can see why you've been asked to be a part of this, because your work and what you do on murals and what you do on your pieces like this right here, these are, that we're seeing. I mean, I can see, and if anybody's watching and listening has followed you or not followed you yet, get a chance to experience your work, because I mean, it just speaks volume to the movement you were talking about with Tai Chi, how you infuse that movement now, you healed yourself, and be able to do those strokes and create. I mean, this is amazing. So congratulations. So 2027 sounds like a road trip that we're all going to take to your unveiling. And I want to make sure that we continue sharing this these milestones that you and the fellow artists are implementing and following, so that we can make sure that people board a bus or a van or go to Austin and be there to cheer you on as you guys unveil that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all kind of comes together. And I'm very lucky to have been selected. I guess I wouldn't say luck. I was a little bit shrewd about it, picking my teammate Fidencio, mm-hmm. who's a long, well-known painter.
Yeah.
I think of art as a way to harness energy, and it's a way that I'm bringing together my Tai Chi and my music and I guess the intentionality of art, so that people can experience energy. So like even a thought is energy moving. Mm. It's movement. So a thought is not still, right? A thought is moving. And so this movimiento de energía, that's very a big part of my process.
Okay. Inspiration. You know, when were you, who, at what point, what age? I mean, I'm watching my own daughter I've watched her bud as an artist, in her right, as, you know, she's a very young artist, but I watched her and I've been there to kind of help flourish or water the plant, let it grow, you know, throw some fertilizer. Who was your fertilizer? Who were the people that identified this talent in you? Or did you just like say, hey, I'm ready to do this? And who inspired you? And how did, you know, tell a little bit about that backstory.
I guess, you know, when I was 12, my mother had a painting that was ruined by some water or something like that. And so she said, mijo, make me a painting that's like the old painting that got damaged over here. Can you redo it? So I redid it, and I kind of discovered like oil paint, and I was excited about that. But I was always drawing, and I just, what I wanted to see, I would just draw it. So if I was thinking to myself, oh, it would be cool to see these images, and I would just start drawing. So drew a lot of with pen and markers. And I remember taking my drawings to the art teacher in Eagle Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Miss Color.
Carol Color.
Yeah,
Miss Color. Like, well, colores.
C-U-L-L-A-R.
But sounds like colors. Yeah, oh, my God. It's meant to be.
Yeah. So she said, where have you been? You need to be in my class. This was already midway through the year. So she invited me to join her class. And so the drama teacher and the art teacher were friends. So they shared me. And so I was able to be a part of her drawing class and her art class. And so then she encouraged me to apply to art school. And so I did. And when I first went to art school, I was like, oh my God, art people are so annoying.
Wait a minute. You annoyed yourself at some point?
Oh, yes, of course. So we're always, you know, very critical of ourselves. Mm. So as an artist, I'm highly critical of myself, you know. So that's always something that gets in my own way, you know. So as human beings, we're just highly critical. And if you, like, know about vision and seeing, I'm a practiced person. So I've studied how to see. And as a result, you know, I can never do well enough in my own work. So every piece that I make, I'm like hardly satisfied. But that's just my own trauma.
You know, I hear that a lot as I'm learning in the arts world and getting a chance to know you and meet you every time through a drawing you show me or a painting or a mural you show me. It's like I'm meeting another part of you. You know, I can imagine, you know, other artists when they create things that And this is what I've something I've heard that when they make something, it's never really finished. You know, yeah. is do you, yeah, you use?
You just have to walk away at some point. Mm. You know, because mm-hmm. There are pieces that I can just keep working on, and at some point, if you work too much, you can ruin it.
Yeah.
You just have to know when to stop. It's sort of like a sense, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to bring in a mural again before we go into the invitation. So Liliana, could you bring up the mural that was like of a headdress? It looked kind of indigenous, and it's beautifully. I want to share that because there's a lot of folks that have been in front of right there, that one right there. I want you to talk a little bit about this one, and those folks that are watching and that will be watching might have had a connection with this as well. And this is pretty much how I was introduced to you without even meeting you, but to see that it really would draw people in.
You met the art before me.
I did. I met the art before you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this piece was created for, you know, Gonzo did a mural festival called Hue Mural Festival, H-U-E. Mm-hmm. And this was in 2016. And this piece is now gone. It was painted over in 2021. And I did this in the course of 2 weekends. I kind of just improvised it. I didn't know what I was going to paint. And I was thinking of like the family of like the Italian, like the Medicis or something like that. The Medicis were like the richest people and I wanted to do like the side of a coin, like a profile of a head. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, you know what? It would be cool if I had like a protector spirit that's guarding the East End.
Oh, so
I call this one El Indio de la Guardia del Segundo Barrio. And so he existed on the corner of Leland and St. Emmanuel. And there's only like 4 or 5 ways into the East End. Leland is one. Polk is another one. And then there's Jensen or Franklin. And where else? I guess if you come this way, it's Harrisburg. And I think there's one more street. I can't remember it right now. But there's not a lot of big throughways into the East End, and mm-hmm. so I was thinking of a guardian spirit.
Beautiful.
So this is where this came up from.
Wow. I mean this is the story behind this mural, and to see how you went here, you went there, until finally you're like, this is it. And speaking of being the guardian, how that, you know, mural was the guardian, I want for Liliana to bring up this calendar. Because you had a chance to create something that folks could take home by purchasing it, you know, buying it from you. Because some of these murals are no longer there, but you've had a chance to preserve them in a calendar.
Yeah,
so if you can bring that up, Liliana.
I did. I made a calendar of a selection of some of my works. No, es esa es la otra.
That is the, yeah, let's do the so calendar this, one. This He's calendar, opening up the calendar.
Yeah, the calendar has a selection of 13 images that I made within the East End. And they are murals that many of them are gone. Some of them still exist. But over the years, since 2013, I created different works. And so this is most of them. There's probably about 5 that I didn't include. But... you know, I just ran out of them. I think I have like 2 left.
Okay.
But I'll be having those 2. I'll bring them with me on Sunday. But
and Sunday. Yeah. Let's talk about Sunday. So Liliana, could you bring up that invitation? Sure. That says Segundo Barrio. And I want you, everyone that's listening and watching, just take the time to listen to the description as well as to take your eyes onto this beautiful invitation that actually has your latest work. So when you talked about El Indio de la Guardia, I think that's what you said. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
That this invitation that you have here that depicts the unveiling, the invitation to the unveiling of your latest work, it's found in the area where this four other mural was like protecting or being the guardian at the entryway. You know,
for me,
so talk a little about this.
Yeah, Via Arcos, I started doing work for them. They didn't have artwork on the restaurant for the longest time. And I knew Yolanda, who was like the unofficial mayor of Second Ward. And, you know, people in Segundo Barrio, they love Via Arcos, man, because it's just like the working man's paradise. It's better than McDonald's. It's we go get the vitamina T. And their super burritos are amazing. But this piece, I started doing artwork on that restaurant since 2017. And I did the fence. I had a vision because Yolanda loved butterflies and they only serve flour tortillas, right? So I turned the flour tortillas and the Via Arco, which is the rainbow, which apparently was Yolanda's mom's maiden name, Velia Arcos.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's Via Arcos, the house of her Arcos. So her and the current owner's father and his wife started that restaurant. And they're depicted. You can kind of see her white hair flowing and the bearded guy behind my thermos there, my canteen. Uh-huh. So this is a little teaser of
work
in progress.
Okay.
Since then, I've added like some wings, some butterfly wings that are made of glass. And so it'll be like you can pose with it. And for me, that's the taste of Segundo Barrio, like Via Arcos.
See I know that. People I
think
that.
Of like, of maybe Doña Maria, or maybe they think of El Tiempo or Ninfas. Mm-hmm. But if you're from Segundo Barrio, it's either Via Arcos or Doña Maria.
Yeah. So Via Arcos is having their the unveiling celebration this Sunday, and on April the 14th from 3 to 5 p.m. So if you are listening here in Houston, you know, please make your way over to this unveil that is happening.
I'm so worried that we're going to have too many people there. But you know what? The food runs out when it runs out.
That's right. So, hey, so the Via Arcos family, you mentioned a woman, a key figure, Yolanda Black Navarro. Yeah. You said she was like the unofficial spokesperson mayor for that area. I mean, what an amazing legacy.
She was a councilwoman, and she was also just very charismatic.
Yeah.
And it was through her son that I began working there, Christian Navarro.
Okay.
He was a sweet man as well, who just loved doing philanthropic work.
Yeah.
That's on the side of Morales, the radio hall. Which was the first Latino radio hall in Houston.
So many families, legacy to celebrate. Yeah.
And one thing I realized is that, you know, Chicano, every town USA, there's me floating in front of my mural.
But let's leave it right there. I want people to see that while you're talking about Segundo Barrio.
So Segundo Barrio, it's kind of like, in the fourth largest city in America, you know, it's just, for me, it's so archetypical. You know, when you see like where I'm from, like, I mean, I could go to Laredo and invest my time there, but I've been here for 14, going on 15 years now. And I worked at TVH, I worked at Mecca, I worked at the Houston Arts Alliance. For me, like, it's always been about people and how to get people to understand that art is important and that art saves lives. You know, how do we get them to understand that art is a very important part of being a human being? Mm-hmm. You know, so being an artist is being an educator. And so I'm always thinking about ways to connect with people, not in the museum where you have some amazing experience because you know about art history or something like that, but because you see something that is, you know, unique to your barrio or unique for your living spaces. And I think that we need more investment like that. And so that sort of cultural capital is what I like to think of.
So what are some of the ways that folks can get behind you to support the arts, organizations, practices? You know, what do you think we could do or should continue doing or stop doing to make sure or start doing so that there is that thought, you know, of making sure that artists like you, that these pieces, these murals happen, these opportunities happen, because you're right, not everybody can get to the Children's Museum or the art museums or the science museums that hold, you know, the art museums that hold all of the great pieces, right? And it's a great experience and opportunity, but not everybody has a chance. So to bring, you know, art into areas that, you know, maybe folks can't get, you know, don't have the extra income to cut that. So what are some ways?
Oh my God, you ask a big question.
I know. Because
there's so many ways, I guess. You know, buying art from actually the makers that make the art, or finding ways to support those people. I mean, myself included, obviously, but because this is what I do for a living, and it's very stressful, you know. It's not like I could just go to work and spend half my day looking at Amazon purchases or stuff online. So I'm always like, this morning, for example, I was painting, and then I had to do some admin work, and you know, it just moving around, it's like an entrepreneurship and a small business, but I mean, I've got shirts that I'll have some of my Segundo Barrio shirts at the event. But really talking to an artist and asking them why they did what they did, how they made those choices. And sometimes what you're seeing is not what you think it is. And that's an important thing to understand, that seeing is a skill. And when we look at artwork, we're practicing empathy. We're practicing a form of knowledge that, you know, from the cave drawings,
people
always wanted to dominate things. And so when we are using art to not only claim spaces, but to inhabit our human domain. So here's a little video that Lilian is showing about some of the merch you can get on my website. You know, nobody wants to be sold stuff, but you know, this website I have.
But
now,
this is part of it. And this is part of it. Like if you were to play this, I had a chance to look at it and support this. But in making sure that, like you said, number one, buy the pieces. You know, buy the merchandise, you're seeing this as a business and answering those questions of people asking you, you know, how you got this inspiration, the story behind the piece, you know, and making those calendars.
It's such a weird thing to do art, you know, because like I could look behind me and this piece right here, for example, took me months to like make it, you know, because I did it by hand. You know, there's not a button that I push. I don't go on Photoshop and design it and then push print. I think about it and I sketch it, and then I kind of old school that way. But I think there's a lot to be said for being in the moment when you're making the art, but also being in the moment when you're looking at art. So if there's a chance that you could learn something from what you think you're seeing, and you have the creator right there, and whether or not they're articulate enough to speak to what they're doing, sometimes artists don't have that skill. But see what you can learn from that person, because you know, somebody spent time making these things. Like for example, I put my murals on different merch items that can be handheld, that you can own. You know, short of commissioning a mural, you can create opportunities to have the art that touches your heart or that you just like for some reason. And keep it around you because it makes your life better. You know, it's beauty. I mean,
Absolutely. Like I look at everything around me. I see my cup. You know, why did I buy this cup? It's colorful. It's got some Frida stuff on it. I always see art in everything. You know, art in this mouse. You know, the way it was created, the way it contours, the colors that were chosen. And I'm stretching it, But well, I like to.
You're la super comadres. So you're a little bit extra, and you know about that thing. Not everybody has those. That knowledge base, you know?
Yeah. And you talked about merchandising. You talked about how, you know, what, you know, you are an artist. You create the items and you're giving us the opportunity to take it home, you know, to drink out of that mug maybe, or to enjoy that calendar and see those murals. Maybe we didn't have a chance to go see it in person, but we can have a chance to experience it in our home. So if people want, you know, to buy these mugs or these, like we were showing earlier, like the yoga mats or the bags, Liliana, could you pick up that, bring that link back up? It's angelquesada.com. And that way we were just showing the landing page. And it's a picture of, it has a portrait of you, a picture of you. But kind of tell us a little bit about your online store. And that way folks could follow you, you know, support you and purchase these items and take home a little bit of your amazing talent into their homes.
Yeah. Short of having a commission work, you can get a piece of the artwork that I've created that is inhabiting the city and put it on a merchandise item, like a piece of merchandise that you would have with you in your hands using it. And I think that that's really fun. I mean, I would like to do more of that myself. Like, I want to get a phone case that has that stuff on it. Because I enjoy the color palette that I use. And I know that my work is kind of disparate, and somebody called me eclectic, you know, like I go here and there and there and there.
I like that. So that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I get bored maybe. Like, I want to try everything, and I love experimenting and exploring things and just not knowing everything, you know. So I come from that place of just being a beginner and approaching it like I don't know anything about anything, and then I go into the space and I learn about what the place means, and I think about all of the people that came before. And what's out there already. And like that piece right there is this piece behind me.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back, Liliana, right there. So yes, I see the live piece behind you.
Yeah.
And I see it here. Talk. So right
there, that price, like you can go and you can pick different things. Like, go back, Liliana, to that one you had up. So
right here. Okay.
On the bottom right, on the navigation, you can click on the different options there.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can pick, like, that's a phone case.
Oh, beautiful. And then you get the mug para el cafecito. Yeah. Yeah.
You can customize those. And you know, it just gives you a lot of different ways to have that imagery in your life.
Yeah.
Or you can gift it to somebody. And, you know, that really does. That's a cute pillow.
I love it.
So you can just have the artwork that I've made. I mean, what I'm trying to do is have many available as many as I can whenever I go to a place where I am going to be selling things. Like Sunday, I'll have some items, but you know, being an artist, it's like up and down, and you just kind of have to roll with it a lot of the times.
Yeah, but I kind of equate it as seeing, you know, an artist that I've met is like you're like your own business. You're like running it, plus you're doing the art, plus you're being creative. It's like a lot of little pieces. And you're being your own social media manager, managing your schedule.
Marketing.
All right. So this is an amazing website. I'm seeing how everything is there. So Mother's Day is coming up. What other major holidays are coming up? Let's see. So if you need to do your shopping, go to where? Okay, do a quick little promo. Promote yourself on your website. So people can follow you and also shop your items for any upcoming holidays that are around the corner.
Okay. Hi, I'm Angel Quesada, and les invito a mi website para conocer al arte que tengo allí en mi portfolio, y pueden hacer algo custom como quieren, cualquier cosita. Y si tienen alguna pregunta, me pueden mandar un mensaje en angelquesada.com o en mi Instagram, artkungfu.com. Y Art Kung Fu, that's where I bring in the martial arts and kung fu. Because kung fu means skill acquired through hard work.
Years and
years of practicing gave me a skill, a specialized skill. So this is the art kung fu. That's why I go use that name.
I see. So your skill has taken you to many places, many murals created, opportunities for people to enjoy, you know, color and beauty. I really love your tagline, art saves lives. You know, speak a little bit about that as we're getting ready to wrap up. But I wanted to just, you know, again, you know, highlight you, share a little bit about what does it mean when we read art saves lives?
Well, I think that art, like I said, is a really important part of being a human being. So some people like to think of fashion or, you know, we all associate things. Like some people look at cars and go, oh, that person is successful or whatever. These signifiers, right? And they're attached to, we have attached meaning to those things. So when we think about how art can save lives, like you don't know that that art class that your kid is taking may change their trajectory. So I'm sure that my parents were like, oh my God, you're going to be an artist. What the hell? Anyway, so I went for it and I'm, you know, in deep water now. But I think like when I had the opportunity to work with kids that were on probation, that were arrested for different things, I worked with them. And that many of them had never lifted a brush to paint anything free, and they were very nervous. So when we got them on the wall painting, they kind of calmed down. And it gave them a moment where they felt like they had a little bit of control. And it was really amazing to see. And I have something on my YouTube that has that video. That's all I want to say about that. In that, you never know what's going to happen. I took my nieces to San Antonio, and I took them to a couple of museums. And this is at an elementary school, the Arabic Immersion Magnet School in Montrose. You know, and around the eyes, it says to live, to laugh, to learn, to play, to share, to dream. It has like all these really cool things in Arabic. But we don't know the impact that seeing something every day for years is going to have, right? So we have to think that simple things like colors, lines, composition, subject, placement, all these basic things that are of the architecture of perception, those things are really not taught enough. And art... I did this one in the pandemic outdoors. I was right there on
speaking of saving lives,
Montrose Avenue in front of the CAM, the Contemporary Art Museum.
That is beautiful. I love that papel picado look. It's right. It reminds me of your segundo barrio. So when you talk about art saving lives and you touch those lives, those students, those children that, you know, for a moment they had a chance to create beauty and to be in control of strokes and paint. I mean, you had some work that you've done that included kids, that included their ideas. I know that, you know, talk about a little bit about those organizations where you've had the chance to incorporate children or incorporate ideas from school communities, teacher communities to further, you know, share that mantra of yours, which is art saves lives.
You know, I did this recently. Last year, I did a piece at the Gulf Crest Elementary. And since we have all these school shootings and, you know, the chalk line on the ground, I wanted to do something with that idea, but turn it on its head, right? So I took, I had these kindergarten through fourth grade kids. We traced them. Oh, you got the Spark Park calendar?
Yeah, you keep talking. I'm going to see if I can pull this up.
I worked with the art teacher, and we had them lay on the ground, and we traced their silhouettes, but in, like, playful, fun positions. And I put them on the wall and in front of the Spark Park playground. And that was really fun because it was a way to take back the image of the silhouette, of the kid's silhouette. Did you find it?
I just sent it to Liliana. Liliana, I hope you had a chance to pull this one up. It's in our WhatsApp. It's a beautiful work that just really turned it upside down on its head. Especially, I'm in education. I was a teacher for many years. And when I saw this coming to fruition, I didn't get the whole story at first. Because, of course, you know, when you begin with something and then you end up with something else. But to know that that was in your head, it was just so amazingly, beautifully put together to kind of take back schools and playgrounds as a safe place to grow.
Playing is so important, you know, mm-hmm. playing and being playful is so important.
Yeah.
And I think that as adults, we can lose sight of that. And we need to keep that as part of our humanity.
Yeah. 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 Art saves lives.
Yeah.
You know, and imagine the impact that art is going to make or has made on all of those little friends that are in this calendar picture that included this piece this year for this year's calendar. I think you were
Mr.
March. Yeah. Yeah. And then with the students that you work with over at the center, you know, where these children are coming in, these young folks that never had a chance maybe to express a feeling in a healthy way or were never modeled, you know, on how to express and to be mad. It's okay. And to be sad and to be happy. And for many kids that maybe never had a chance to just get crazy with the paintbrushes and just, it's so therapeutic for those children to have,
you know,
the chance to be with you.
I did have some really cool situations where the guards were like, wow, that person has never talked before. Or, you know, wow, that person, you know, is always fighting and they calm down and they actually painted. So that piece, which I have it on my Instagram, but I call it the weed wall because many of those kids were arrested for marijuana charges. But,
it had a double meaning here.
Because the weeds grow anywhere and they're resilient and they just like pop up on the highway, wherever. They don't care. They're just going to grow.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh. So as we are coming to a close, our time is
oh my God,
up,
am I your only guest?
Yes.
Okay.
You are catching up with Claudia. It's all about you.
I'm all caught up.
You're all caught up. So as we close, a couple of questions, you know, I wanted to ask, when was there a moment that art saved your life?
Oh my God. I mean, many times I've wanted to quit because it's just so hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, it's so bleak. Sometimes you just look in and like, oh my God, is this really happening? Anyway, I just, when I was in Boston all alone without any of my culture around me, you know, they barely had burritos out there at that time in the 90s. And and I was like, wow, I'm Mexican American. Like I was born and raised in Laredo and Eagle Pass, and everybody there speaks a mix of English and Spanish, but I didn't really have anybody to speak with in Boston. And so, you know, there I was talking with the Cubanos. Oye, mano, ¿te gusta comer la carne? Oh, ¿cómo tú estás, mano? So I came back to Texas speaking like a Caribbean person, and people like, what's up with you? Where are you from? But I just felt like I got into theater and I got into using my body to make marks, and that just became really exciting to me. And I'm just looking at what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and what can I do that will keep me interested. And so every day, I guess art saves my life, you know, it keeps me going because I regain some new spark, some new thing that keeps me excited about it. And and so, yeah, it keeps my brain active. And so I would say it saves my life every day.
Every day. All right. And also another question, which mural was the one that was the hardest to create and why?
Well, I'll just say that the one that you pulled up at the Arabic on it, that one kicked my butt because
really why
yeah because I didn't really realize how difficult textured concrete was to work with. And I had to level it out. So I wound up doing a lot of carving of rock. Mm. And so I was there with the mallet and the chisel. Pow, pow, pow.
Wow.
It was brutal. It was brutal. And the sun was so, so hot. There's no shade at any time in the morning, afternoon, nothing. So I was trying to work under a tent, but it was still too hot. And it was brutal. But I got it done. And it's one of the nicest pieces that I've done.
It's gorgeous.
But yeah, I almost ended my life doing that.
Oh my gosh.
So hard. I was like, okay, this is not worth my life anymore. It's over. But I got through it, and I actually felt a sense of achievement because it was it is such a pretty piece. Yeah.
Yes, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And what's even better for us that maybe can't get to it or can't see it, we can order something on angelquesada.com that has that print.
True.
I would like some earrings, so I would like to put my order in for some earrings of those eyes.
I don't know if I do earrings on the website.
Well, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Coming soon, a jewelry line. In 1 minute, what's next for Angel Quesada, the artist?
Well, this weekend I'm going to Austin for that public engagement, and Sunday I'll be back in town for Via Arcos mural unveiling. So those are the next two main things. Other than that, just finding ways to go in the next direction with my art. You know, I want to make more studio work, and I want to make more experimental works. So, so people can change their perception about what art is and how it can be incorporated into our lives.
All right. So we're seeing right here as we do our little shout outs and closing it up, we have the invitation for this Sunday, April the 14th from 3 to 5 p.m. We're going to have a program, music, taquitos, elected officials, people that are going to be coming out and speaking on Via Arcos and what that place means to them. And also you unveiling the I Am Familia mural
and I'll be sharing. This is like a special piece because I don't really do a lot of work like this out in public spaces. There's a lot of like portraiture on this piece. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 portraits, and then as you see, the baseball team Los Compadres, who would eat every Sunday at Via Arcos, are there as well. So a lot of figures, and so this one is pretty, you know, historical. So I'm excited. It's different, but it's also, you'll be able to see all the color work that I do. So
yes.
Yeah.
I've seen it up close, and I cannot wait for others to come and enjoy.
It's going
to
be cool.
And take that away in their heart as well.
A special place. Yeah,
it is. It is. And come have some thoughts. Come learn some history.
Until it runs out. Yeah.
Until it runs out, 3 to 5 p.m. If you're here in Houston, make your way on over. And Angel will have some Segundo Barrio merch on hand for you to purchase. And like you said, you know, make sure you support the artists. Make sure that you ask them questions as to what inspires them to make those pieces. And as we wrap up, you know, what is one thing that, what would you like people to say about you? Let's say, once we moved over to the next dimension and we moved on from this place that we call Earth, years from now, years from now, what do you want people to say about Angel Quesada?
Well, there's a piece I did in Pasadena, Baytown. You know, I was just thinking that as you were saying, you know, that, and I'm just thinking, you know, talk to the artists that are making the work that you're seeing while they're alive.
Ooh.
Support the artists that are making work that are contemporary, that you know their name and that you've shaken their hands and you like their work. Just talk to them and ask them questions about art. If you don't know anything, learn what you can from them. And I mean, I hate to say that artists are special people, but they kind of are in some ways. Artists have a hard time because they're always confronting like a lot of things in their head. And art is not just draw a picture and put it in a frame and put it on a wall. There's a lot more to the complexity of what art is. Well, especially for me. So I would say that I want people to be excited about my investigation of perception. I want people to see my color, the colors that I bring and manifest, and see what's possible, you know, because I met a guy who makes suits and he wanted to work with me. So I was like, we don't know how our art will unfold and come out into the world. But thank you for sharing, having this platform to share. And I'll see you soon for dinner, I'm sure.
Of course. Yes, I would love that. So being vulnerable and sharing and what's hot and catching up with Claudia. So this is all part of it. So thank you so much for taking the time. And yes, we'll who's going to turn on the stove to start cooking? Is that me or you? All right. Well, thank you so much for joining. And I wanted to close out with a few words before we end here, is just take care of yourself first. I know I don't do a great job, but I have so many people around me, Angel included, who remind me to make sure I eat, that I exercise, and because if we don't take care of ourselves, then we can't do all the things that we want to do, whether it's art, whether it's brain building, which is the work that I do, whether it's doing catching up with La Comadre Claudia, or just being mom and supporting my little girls as they continue growing in this world. So I just want to share this resource because part of what I do is brain build right here. So I'm building two artists of my own. I have one that does visual arts, one that sings, but I also want to share brain building because brain building is a program for moms that are currently expecting or have little ones between the ages of 0 to 3. And I'm going to be there too on Sunday with a little table. Thank you, Angel, for, you know, inviting me to also share Brain Builders and very signing up family. Yeah. And you got the spiel down because when we were at SED over the weekend, I overheard you giving the spiel to a couple of gentlemen and you got it down. So thank you for sharing Brain Builders with family. So that's the end for today. So join Brain Builders. You can scan the QR code. You can follow, like, and share Brain Builders, as well as follow, like, and share Angel Quesada. So that's it for now.
Gracias.
Adios.
Gracias, Liliana. Bye,
bye.
See you tomorrow.
Adios. Hasta mañana.
Gracias por haber estado aquí en el show Catching Up with Claudia. ¿Tan, tan? ¿Ya terminamos? Ok, bye.
Música variada, interesantes shows en vivo. Tu mejor opción en internet, Radio Cristal USA.